Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, February 22nd, 2021. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cakes Allville.
Hello. Good morning.
Morning, Cakesy. Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. And Jason Bishop.
Fellas, happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you. Right. As always, you want to get in touch with us throughout the show, you can give us a call at 800-636-1067. Same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message data charges may apply. You can tweet us at Junks Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys have a good weekend?
Flies by.
Yeah,
it's like good. Anything else?
Didn't do
it's
much.
Too cold. I'm waiting for all this, I still have ice on my back deck.
Oh, it's brutal.
Yeah. So, what are they? I thought that this week we were going to hit 50s, maybe 60 or something.
We are.
Like that.
We got to wait another day. We're going to get some precip today, rain/snow, probably mostly rain.
Wednesday's your big day.
Wednesday's the peak day. Yeah.
So we're getting there.
I actually found a saucer that I bought for $3.99. Actually, I didn't buy it. My wife bought it. It at Bed Bath & Beyond. Remember I told you I couldn't find a sled.
It's a good price for a sled.
This is probably a waste of a purchase at this point because we're probably done with the snow.
Like, well, you got it for next year. You got it for next year.
Yeah.
And for $3.99,
I mean, $4 sled, that works.
It's pretty good, man.
But you're right, Eric. I mean, February is the shortest month in the calendar, but it seems like the longest because it's been every single day. It's just been brutally cold.
It's been gross.
Ice.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, all the sidewalks. I mean, they're starting to clear now, but all the sidewalks are all ice. Can't walk the dog. I slipped and fell twice. Oh, I mean,
that's a big fall too, man. Big tree fall hard.
Timber.
And it hurt.
I'm sure it did, man.
Yeah. So, I had to be careful of that in my backyard because, I went out in the hot tub a couple times with my daughter, and you could easily fall and crack your head open.
I mean, you gotta either shovel it or put some ice melt down. You can't just be walking around on the ice.
I know.
Cakes, I didn't know that happened to like your deck. I didn't know decks could like ice over. It's my first winter with the deck.
Yeah, well now you know.
Are you new to the concept of frozen precip?
I just never thought that would happen to my deck. I don't know. It's new to me.
Well,
I'm used to it happening in my driveway.
I'm just looking at the weather map right now. We got rain coming. It's pummeling West Virginia right now. It's on its way. It looks like it's going to start out as some snow, but then turn to rain.
Well, what time's all that coming in? Because I got Dee and my daughter flying back from Atlanta this morning.
I'm going to say probably in the next couple hours.
Right when they arrive. Well, let's at least hope the engine doesn't fall off like it did or whatever happened there in Denver.
Oh, so terrifying.
That was brutal.
There was a guy that they interviewed. I'm sure you guys read part of it. And he's like, he thought they were done. He and his wife decided to put their driver's license in their back pocket so they could be identified.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Oh, yeah. He grabbed his wife's hand and said, "We're done." Because they started to just drop precipitously, And then everyone sees the engine on fire and debris.
The guy on the plane said that.
The guy, one of the passengers.
Okay, gotcha.
One of the passengers, he told his wife, "We're done." And they said, "Grab your ID, put it in your pocket so they can ID us."
Because I'm sure it's not going to burn up in the inferno.
The idea is, I like the hustle.
It's a good hustle, I understand. But
if your ID's in your purse, you might take a longer to at least put it in your back pocket.
You know what's going to identify them? Their teeth.
Okay. Yeah.
not their driver's license at that point.
Probably true.
That's a scary part of it.
But they survived.
They did survive. They said it was a miracle, too. I mean, because those big chunks of the airplane that were just falling into the neighborhood, miracle nobody got pummeled there either.
I know.
I know it's a one in a billion shot, but I anytime I hear the whirr or of a small engine plane in my neighborhood, I'm always thinking, well, I mean, is this guy going to crash into my house? Is he going to turn my house into his impromptu runway?
You have a lot of small planes over your
not always, but I live pretty close to the Gaithersburg Airport. I mean, a few miles away. There's definitely small planes buzzing around here from time to time.
Huh. Interesting.
I don't think it every time, but a lot of times I do think that. I'm thinking, where's this Cessna going to wind up? Is it going to wind up in my garage, or is it going to wind up at the Gaithersburg Airport?
Well, I think that when I see those little Earthlings over in Bowie, and I'm driving on 50.
Sure.
You know, they land in the trees every once in a while. Every couple of years, you'll see one stuck in a tree.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Donk flyers who have 10 hours of flying time tooling around up in the skies, don't
plus
know what they're doing.
Planes look butt cheap and they
so
look
rinky dink.
Yeah,
didn't that happen in Gaithersburg a couple of years ago?
Yes, it did happen in Gaithersburg.
Donked off the people in the house.
Yeah, yeah. A woman and I think her small child. I think at least
is that the
people perish.
Air park or whatever? Is that the airport you're talking about?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm right on the flight path, Ricky. Don't think I'm not.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
The only things I see.
I got jumbos. I got Airbuses flying
over my
house.
You got the big boys doing it. You got the big boys to worry about.
So if one of those goes down in my neighborhood, it's a lot worse than the Gaithersburg Airport.
Your shared driveway is big enough it can land in it.
Yeah. Probably is.
It's true.
Well, it's not going to be bigger because of our weekend parlay. I know that.
No. How many ended up?
It didn't even make it to the weekend.
Two out of four hit.
No,
mine hit and Cakes' hit.
Two out of six.
I'm sorry. Yeah, we were 2-4.
Yeah,
but I mean, let's be honest. A couple of them were long. I mean, Drabby picked Trey Young to score 35. He had 35 last night, but he didn't have 35.
I think he wound up with 31 on the night of the parlay.
Right.
He was right.
So a couple of them were. I mean, they were long shots, and those group matchups in the Genesis, those are tough to hit.
Eric's was done at the turn. At least mine came down to 18.
Right. Yeah, I mean, was the show even over yet before the parlay was busted?
I mean, that thing was sunk quickly.
It was pretty much cooked. Yeah.
And before
Rory played like a 15 handicap.
And before Jason goes and pats himself on the back, the only reason he got a win was because he said Tony Finau sucks on Sunday and he shot a 64.
Well, it's true, but what did he do? I told you he was soft as butter when it comes to the big putts, and that's what he does. He misses them.
Well, the bigger takeaway is it's near impossible to hit a six-leg parlay, but we will keep trying. We'll throw another one out this upcoming Friday.
Yes, I got a Venmo lurch a dollar, right? Yeah. I'll do that during
It's worth a dollar, don't you think?
Oh, it's definitely worth a dollar sweat, absolutely.
Yeah. I thought it was fun.
It's definitely fun.
It's not that fun when it's over after the first bet.
Exactly. Well, that was your fault.
10 a.m.
It's not fun when you get that report that like at 11 a.m. the bet's called.
We really should think about doing that same game parlay.
We need to talk strategy.
Because?
Well, they're running commercials for it, and usually I haven't seen this in the past, but you can load up on a parlay from everything from the same game. So say if the Pistons Magic are playing,
right?
You can do, everyone can pick something different during
that
game.
So I can do like Jeremy Grant over 26.5 points.
Right.
I
saw on Twitter someone thought the Sixers, I forget who they played on Friday or Saturday, but they thought the Sixers were going to boat race whoever they played. And so they had like the Sixers first quarter, Sixers for the second half, Sixers full game, Sixers spread.
Right.
Yeah. Hit like seven legs of it.
They just loaded it up.
Yeah. Turned $10 into $1,000.
Nice.
And is that the one also where you can miss one?
Miss one leg of it, yeah, and they offer you insurance.
Ooh, that's
$25
nice.
Bucks back.
What about missing four out of the six legs? Do they offer that insurance?
No.
That's not available.
I bet you we're going to come close, though, in one of these. I'm not saying we're going to win one, but we're going to come close. And I was thinking about hedging. So it kind of depends on when the actual game is played. But I was going to just hedge each play. And as we got closer, keep hedging because the payout to win the sixth gamer is going to be huge. So I'll just hedge each one. And, you know, I guarantee you if it hits, I'm going to make money based on the hedge plays.
Hmm. Well, does that affect our payout?
No, I mean, I'll just do it on my own.
Oh, okay.
He'll have a side hustle.
I'm just saying it'll be a little side hustle, exactly.
That's too much effort.
But some of them are tough. But some of them are tough. Like, you guys picked the golf matchup, so you got to hit one out of the three golfers. So what do I do? I got to play one of the other two. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to do that next week.
Right. Well, I took the Utah Jazz, who had been on a winning streak, and, of course, they lost straight up to the Clippers on Friday night. I can't remember all of the bets. I know a lot of people were tweeting us at Junks Radio that they should have just faded us, and they would have gone 4-2 versus 2-4. Bottom line is, you got to go 6-0.
But that's my point.
Again this Friday.
That's my point. It would be tough to just fade us based on the plays, because Bickle picked Rory against two other golfers. So you're going to have to pick one of the other two golfers. You could still lose if you fade it. Gotcha. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep. Of course.
Okay. Well, you could
fade. I didn't like that. I thought it was just single matchups, but those were just the full tournament matchups.
Right. Yeah.
By the way, the Wizards have won 4 in a row.
I know. Super
remember
heater.
We threw it out there and we said, if they win 4 in a row, they'll be right in it. And remember, it was like, oh, it can't happen. Well, I guess it's happened.
I mean, they're two back of the ninth spot, the play-in game. It's two games back.
Yeah. And then the Lakers aren't as strong without AD, right? So,
and they play them tonight.
They have a shot. Shot here to get into the mix.
Are the Wizards 4-0 since EB says he doesn't care about them?
I think so.
Possibly.
I still don't, but it's good. Still don't.
Makes me laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, Russell Westbrook's playing better. He had a triple-double in the last game against Portland. Beal's continuing to just blaze. He scored 37, I believe, against the Blazers.
Didn't the Blazers hit 19 threes in the game?
Dude, they shot, I can't remember the exact number, the first half. They
Dame
shot
had 7 threes.
I think they shot 27 three-pointers in the first half.
I mean, how do you lose a game when you hit 19 threes? I could be wrong on that number, but I thought I saw 19. Hold on, I got it right here. Yeah, they were 19 for 55. Now, they took a ton. They took 55 threes.
Well, here's how. They allowed 118 to the Wiz.
Well, I understand that. But when you hit 19 threes, I bet you right. The percentages of teams who hit 19 threes in a game is pretty damn good.
Hey, maybe the five-minute closeout practice is paying off.
Maybe
closing out on the threes. Defense has been better. They shut them down to 111 points.
Yeah. Well, they're making it interesting.
I don't know.
Somebody and they play LeBron tonight. That's 10 o'clock tip. I'm sure JP will probably watch that and the post game.
Yeah, he'll be up till 2 in the morning.
Somebody's projected that he thinks that they'll win the sixth seed. I saw one of the guys online. But, maybe. I'm still super down on them. But
I mean, when I look at the standings and I look at the teams ahead of them, I just think the Wizards are better. I think they've got more talent than Orlando, Atlanta. You know, Miami, surprisingly, is in the 10th seed. They were an NBA finalist a year ago. But I think Washington's better than the Bulls. Those are the teams that are ahead of them.
Right.
So I think over time, hopefully they don't run out of time, but over time they should catch those teams.
Well, the team that I'm kind of jumping on now is Maryland. I've been off Maryland for a while, just hasn't been into it.
They're on a heater,
but,
too.
But they're on a heater.
Getting hot at the right time.
Watch. Yep.
Big win. Yesterday,
they also have won, I think, 4 in a row.
Yep.
You know, the two Nebraska wins and then the Rutgers win yesterday, which was pretty solid from start to finish.
All five starters in double figures.
Yeah. And Ron Harper Jr., who killed him in the first game at Maryland. He went 1 for 6.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a big win. And they're getting hot at the right time. Probably still need to win. Certainly have to win at least 2 of the next 3.
Well, those guys last night in the Big Ten Network, they said they were in.
Well, let's see what happens the rest of the way. But as of now, they're probably in. But they're tied for 7th in the conference.
They call them quad one wins. I don't know the new terminology now. So they said they have 5 quad one wins.
Right. They've played 15 quad one games.
Yeah.
Now, quad one, there's 3 different categories, but that just basically means the schedule is really good. Really tough.
Yeah. You guys are getting me horny to get quads the next time I go to MGM National Harbor.
That's all you think about.
So the only, when you say quads, I don't think about the quadriceps. I don't think about quad one wins. I think about quad sevens or quad tens. I wouldn't pick quad anythings.
I think they're only the second team in the country with 5 quad one wins. I could be wrong, but I thought I heard that.
No, you're probably right.
Yeah.
So I mean, a lot of teams haven't even played 15 games total. Yeah. And they've got 15 games in the quad one bracket.
Yeah, so they're 14-10 now, 8-9 in the Big Ten.
Right.
Michigan State on the 28th. What's today? 22nd. Wow, I got a bunch of days off.
That looks like on Sunday.
Next weekend, yeah. Conference tournaments start next week.
Wow. Yeah, it's crazy. It's flying by.
And that's how close we are to it.
Right. Anyway, big wins for the Terps, also for the Wizards. And the Caps won yesterday. We're going to talk to their head coach, Peter Laviolette, will join us today. Talk a little puck.
He's got to have his walk-up today.
Well,
he's
got to
have his walk-up.
He needs
Would you
it.
Bet on it?
But he was busy. He was a busy man this weekend.
I don't know if I'd bet on it.
I don't think he was thinking about it.
No. I think it needs to be a priority. I think we need to address it at the top of the show.
Or we're going to end up picking a song for him.
Yep. Yeah. So we'll talk to Coach Laviolette. He'll join us at 8 o'clock. Also,
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here's Verluga from the Washington Post at 8:40 here on the Junkies. Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington.
Yep.
Peter Laviolette will join us coming up at 8 o'clock to talk some Washington Capitals. Talk a lot of Caps on this show. Lars Eller joins us every Tuesday, Alan May every Thursday. And we just talked to Coach Laviolette on Friday. Mm-hmm. They actually had two over the weekend. They lost the first one, won the second, so...
Yeah, they lost. They lost to the Rangers.
Yep.
On Saturday, that was a noon start. Correct.
12:30, I think.
12:30.
Yeah, he was excited about that.
And then the Devils game actually was scheduled for 6, but moved to 2 because of the debacle out there in Tahoe.
Right, because the NHL didn't account for the sun.
Right. They didn't account
possibly
for
melting the
hello,
ice.
Hello, it's an outdoor game. The sun might affect the surface.
Those are, look, issues have dogged them over the years with that. It's the risk you take when you take it from a controlled indoor environment where you know what the temperature is going to be. Mm-hmm. When you take it out in the elements. I mean, when I went to the Winter Classic in Pittsburgh, I think that was 2011, it was scheduled to be an afternoon game. the temps were like in the 50s and it was raining. And there's no way they could hold it in the afternoon. So they had to postpone it to the evening for like a 7 or 7:30 puck drop. So same exact thing happens in Lake Tahoe. But it was spectacular scenery. Like if you watched any of the game.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Just steps away from the lake and the mountains in the background. I mean, it was spectacular to watch, but it's always going to be an issue when you hold the game outdoors.
There was two games there. There was two games, right?
Correct. Both of them had to be moved.
There was one on Saturday and one on Sunday. The Sunday game was the Bruins Flyers.
There was a 9-hour delay in the first game. Mm-hmm. 9 hours.
Well, that's the same issue when Drabby and I flew out there to watch Georgetown play on that that ship.
Aircraft carrier
or whatever. Yeah, and they kept getting dew on the court. Eventually, they just bailed on the game. I think they played about
half.
Yeah. That ended those outdoor spectacles. Yeah.
Was that the last one?
Pretty sure.
That looked pretty cool, too.
Yeah, that was grandmaster. I'll tell you what, as a casual hockey observer, especially if the Caps are not playing, couldn't be more casual. I was kind of locked into it this weekend. Yeah. I mean, I just think it's great television.
It's a great gimmick. Yeah. It's a great gimmick that they've stumbled upon. And it being out of a stadium, I think, makes it even better. Like, you can't find a better backdrop for a hockey game than the mountains in the background and Lake Tahoe and all the donks on their boats trying to catch a peek.
I got to go to Tahoe. That's one of the great spots. And I just got to go there.
My parents have been. They love it. They rave about it to this day. And they've been over a decade ago.
Right. And if you stay on the Nevada side, you can gamble. You can roll the bones while you're there, which is always nice.
Yeah, but if you're with your family, you're not going to leave and gamble. You're going to hang with your kids.
It's a family trip, but if you go on a golf trip with the fellas like you guys are, like to do, there's a lot of gambling and a lot of boozing, I would guess, involved.
I think it's just pretty incredible, right? Because you can play golf or you can go skiing, right?
Yeah.
Same day. I don't know. I'm befuddled by the whole thing.
I was officially asleep on the fact that Lake Tahoe is the sixth largest lake in the United States behind the Great Lakes. I didn't know it was number six.
You probably saw this, Kix, but the first game was the Avalanche and the Golden Knights.
Correct.
All right. And one of the players for the I believe it's the Avalanche. No, I'm sure it's the Golden Knights, right? Belmar?
Okay.
All right. Who does Berkey play for? Cap. Berkey.
Berkowski. Oh, Berkey plays for the Avs. Okay. Does Grubauer, who's had crazy numbers this year.
Right. So Belmar plays for the Avs.
Okay.
All right. And before the game, Belmar and Burakovsky were talking to the press.
Okay.
And Belmar thought that they were actually playing on the lake.
Okay.
So, and he was saying something. He was like, "Yeah, it's going to be cool." And he's got this, accent. He's French Canadian, and he said, "Yeah, it's going to be cool to be playing on the lake." And Burakovsky goes, "Dude, we're not playing on the lake. They're just building an ice rink right near the lake."
Right. To me, that's amazing.
And he looked at Berkey and goes, "Really? I didn't know that." It was pretty funny.
That's the amazing part to me is that they can just show up at the golf course and say, "Okay, we're going to build the rink right there." And then a few weeks later, you have a fully functioning NHL rink with stands, with media centers.
If I was a member, I'd be better.
Oh, yeah, you would definitely be salty about that when they shut down an entire hole or more.
I'd show up and say, and I'd just hit a ball right on there and say, I'm playing through.
Right.
Well, even when they had it here in D.C., and a lot of people here obviously went, it was spectacular, but nothing like the visual that they got over the weekend. That was by far the best of all they've done.
They're talking about doing it on the National Mall. That was one of the locations in the USA Today article.
Right. I mean, that would be cool.
I'll tell you what, they could have played in my neighborhood this past weekend, right on the sidewalks.
Played on my deck.
I think now, going forward, they're going to go into a stadium and say, this just doesn't look as silly as Lake Tahoe. We need to raise the stakes. Stakes.
How about those boys came up with a great idea? Do we have a lake frozen enough that we would trust our NHL
No. You can't.
In Minnesota or anything like that?
Oh, I thought you meant here in the D.C. area.
No,
certainly not.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, like Minnesota, like the northern climes, yes, you can find some.
Yeah.
And certainly in Canada, but none around here. So you maybe try walking on a pond here, you're going to fall right through.
Agreed. So I was talking about Minnesota. So yeah. In Minnesota, could they roll the bones and put the guys out on a lake?
Sure.
Yeah, just
they kill 10,000 of them. It is the land of 10,000 lakes.
Yeah, they definitely could.
They could.
Put negative temps there for like 2 weeks.
Right. That's the Super Bowl. If you can actually get one on the lake, that's actually a brilliant idea. Now I don't think you can have fans. You know, I think it would have to just be the guys.
Yeah.
But that would be pretty incredible.
Man, I wonder how much cash each team's losing without the fans. It's still kind of strange, even though they're playing in their own arenas. It's still very strange to watch these games without fans.
Yeah, and frankly, it doesn't make sense at this point. I mean, you should be able to have some fans.
NCAA said they're going to allow 25% for the tournament. I don't think conference tournament. I think it's just the NCAA tournament that they're going to allow 25% in all of the. They're playing in like six or seven different gyms in Indianapolis.
Yeah, well, my wife, you know, they were in a tournament in Atlanta. And there was a ton of people in there. I don't think there were any restrictions. Everybody, you know, it was open. First open tournament that they've had.
Yeah, some places they don't care. But
yeah. NCAA, well, I don't think it's that they don't care. I think it's that they think, yeah, that it's okay.
Right.
You know. So, yeah, hopefully it continues to happen. That'd be great. There's no reason why everything shouldn't have at least
slowly,
a quarter,
but surely,
half full.
I think you're getting there.
Yeah.
But it was a
good
weekend for the locals. We kind of touched on it. The Caps did lose Saturday, but come back and win 4-3.
That was a good comeback,
yesterday.
Right? They're
down
2-0. Zip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Down 2-0. And then Oshie scored. And then early third, Carly scored to tie it.
Yep.
And then they got a power play. I think it was Ovi who scored on the power play. And Oshie scored on a power play, so they just...
I think Ovi scored the last goal.
Okay, I mean, it was flip-flopped, yeah.
I think, yeah.
And their schedule was already compressed with a 12:30 puck drop, and then I think it was scheduled to be 6, and it got moved up another 4 hours because of the debacle in Lake Tahoe.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So they basically played two games in the span of, 26, 27 hours?
Yeah.
That's asking a lot. And Craig Anderson gets the dub in replace of Vanacek.
Yeah, they had the old man in there.
That's right. He's 39. He's 39 doing splits.
That was incredible.
Doing splits.
He made some great saves, too.
Yeah, he played well. I can't even touch my toes.
Well, how about if you had the under?
Barely.
The total for that game on FanDuel was 6.5. How about if you had the under and with 11 seconds left, the Devils scored to make it 4-3?
Yeah, you're not happy about that.
Yeah, but good win for the Caps. They're now 9-5-3.
Did you watch a lot of the golf this weekend? The golf?
Oh, yeah. Watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's all I did.
I mean, it is hard to give Finau too hard of a time. I mean, he did shoot 64 on Sunday.
I know. Valdez is killing me, but Valdez knows. When the lights shine on Finau, he just can't get it done. Since 2016, all right, so 5 years, he's got 37 top tens. How many wins does he have in those 5 years?
Sounds like he's just got one.
He's got zero. No, he's got zero. He won back in like 2015.
Yeah, gotcha. in Puerto Rico in a weak field.
Yeah,
he's still a great player.
Here's the thing, this is not going to happen if Homa makes his 3-foot putt. Then all of a sudden, Finau's not getting crushed.
Yeah, true.
Right.
True, but I think the reputation for Finau is when
always a bridesmaid.
When he's an underdog, then he makes a move. But once he's kind of favored to win. Or he's expected to get to the playoff.
Jason's not crushing him if Homa makes a 3-foot putt.
No, I've crushed him before, believe me.
I know nothing about this. So did Tony Finau finish in first or second?
He lost in a playoff.
Homa missed a 3-foot putt.
Who was Homa?
Max Homa.
Max Homa was an All-American at Cal. He won the NCAA tournament in 2013. This is he's one of the many examples of why golf is so brutal, especially with confidence. Because he was a great college player, went on the web tour, earned his card. In 2017, he made two cuts in 17 events. He was done. He was lost. And it was just a confidence thing with him. And now he's won twice. He wins a huge tournament, obviously, this past weekend. It's just he made $18,000 in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that.
That's a nub. These guys
are playing to put food on the table to pay their bills, and he made 18 grand. And now he's
a Pebble.
Yeah. Oh yeah. His last name's Black, right?
I can't remember his last name. I saw a picture. He got his picture with Tiger at one point.
Yeah.
Which was kind of funny.
So, Valdez, so that was my whole point about Finau. Plus, I had him in one of my pools, and when he was, you know, he was.
Oh, you have pool bitterness.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I usually do.
I don't know. I don't think you can crush him. He was second in strokes gained putting on Sunday. He shot a 64. I mean, what else do you really want?
Well, what you want is him to make a 7-footer to win a tournament. That's what you want. And he just hasn't been able to figure it out. You know, maybe it's a confidence thing with him too. Once he gets into a playoff, or he's expected to win, or he's one of the favorites.
But all this Tony hate comes out of nowhere if Homa makes his putt on 18, then no one cares.
Well, I mean, the Tony hate was already out there. It's not like it just.
I know, but are you going to crush him for finishing second if Homa stuffs it to 3 feet and you make the putt?
No.
Shooting a 64 on Sunday.
Jason's crushing.
I don't understand the crushing him from Jason.
I'm not crushing him. I mean, he's a great player.
Called him soft as butter.
Well, like I said,
that is kind of crushing.
That's kind of crushing.
Like I said, Valdez, when he's expected to win or he needs to make a putt to win, he usually doesn't. That's all I'm saying. Right. Look, we would have been crushing Homa if Homa doesn't get lucky and just have an unbelievable shot with his ball nestled next to a tree, and he ends up losing that tournament. He would have been crushed because he missed a 3-footer. And he admitted, he goes, "I was nervous. I choked. I was nervous."
The golf this year has been amazing to watch. Yeah. Yesterday at Riviera, with Brooks chipping in at the Waste Management, the Pebble. It's been awesome this year.
Did the crowd go crazy at the Waste Management party you had when Brooks chipped in?
A high five and all over the place.
I'm sure there was.
I saw you got a lot of crab dip.
Oh.
No, crab meat.
Okay.
Crab meat.
Can you fill us in?
I tweeted yesterday, Giant had a ridiculous sale on crab meat.
Oh, what was it?
I got about 4 tubs, a pound each.
Jumbo lump, of course.
It's lump crab meat. It's not jumbo lump.
Okay.
And it is off-season crab meat, so.
Well, the other thing is, usually when they have those discounts, it's because it's been sitting there for 3 weeks.
All right. Well, it expires tomorrow. I put three in the freezer, and I've been using one right now. But four pounds of crab meat was $34.
Oh, they're giving it away.
I know.
That's crazy.
I was so excited. I was a kid in a candy store.
Did you know it was going to be on sale?
No.
I
just went in for my weekly grocery run.
Right. So much protein you're throwing in your
cart.
And I walked
by, and I couldn't believe it was marked down. And I sniffed it. Smelled fine.
Right.
Didn't smell that stale.
You pulled the lid back and sniffed it?
No, right, I put it next to my nose and wafted it.
Oh. Well, you remember, Cakes, when I used to work at Indian Springs, I worked at a purchasing department when I wasn't waiting tables, and that was part of my job, was to check the crab meat when it would come in. So it would come in.
Valdez's dream gig.
Valdez, he wouldn't be able to handle himself. We'd get like 48 tubs of them, and I'd have to open each one, smell it, and of course I'd take a lump and put it in my mouth and close it back up.
Hopefully you used the utensil and didn't stick your dirty
fingers
in there.
Corona-like fingers. Just put it
right
in there.
You know what's funny, and I was thinking about this, is that number one, I grabbed every tub that was marked down.
Right.
All right. And I felt like it was toilet paper in the middle of the pandemic.
Like, do you have more in the back? Do you have any more left?
I couldn't believe it. I was scouring through all the tubs to see if any more were marked down. So I'm going to have so much crab dip. So much. I had chicken Chesapeake last night, Sally. So many crab cakes, crab balls.
You're set for the next few months.
I have 4 pounds of crab meat.
And if you put it in the freezer, it's going to be fine.
Yeah, it's going to be fine. Oh, I immediately called my mom.
So like,
that's how excited I was. And I know that she would appreciate it.
Mama!
I called my mom. She's, well, that's great, hon. And then I told her to send me some recipes because I have so much crab meat.
You should have drove some crab meat to her house.
It was like a national holiday over there for Valdez.
It is.
I should have.
Big.
Yeah, hook her up. Hook mom's up with some crab meat.
Hey, mom, it's Crabmas. Crabs on sale everywhere.
It's Crabuary.
Yeah. And then everyone was
Joan. Hey, mom, did you know it's Crabuary?
Then everyone's joning because, like, it's out of season crab meat. And, you know, the crabs are probably from Peru. All right, but still, it's tasty and it's a good deal.
Sure. No, it's fine. It's just that whenever I do the same thing with salmon, whenever I see salmon on sale marked off dramatically, I know I better eat it right away because it's probably been sitting there for 3 days. You know, that's
You better double check that expiration date, that sell by date.
Well, yeah, you gotta eat it right away. When they cut $5 a pound off it, you know, there's a reason.
Right.
I mean,
absolutely.
I was so excited. You would have thought I got a hole in one. I was buzzing when I left the store.
You're no Pete Medhurst.
Yeah, you're on a natural high.
I was. I mean, the adrenaline was through my veins.
These cramped orphans, you're driving me crazy.
You should have went home and you could have benched your max.
Oh, I could have. Yeah. Easily.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break.
By the way, when we come back, I'm sorry, but when we come back, can we, I have not heard it yet, can we run the Deion Sanders audio of him talking about the stuff that was stolen out of his office after their game? I have not heard it. I want to hear it.
But then it turns out, you know, that it was just misplaced.
I want to hear all that stuff because I'm just reading the story now. I want the whole backstory. I want to hear his bitterness. I want to hear it all.
Right. All right, we'll get to that next here on the Junkies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Caps fans, don't forget, in just about an hour, Peter Laviolette, head coach of your Washington Capitals, he'll join us in the 8 o'clock hour, so you don't want to miss that. Caps coming off a dub against the New Jersey Devils. They had a two for this past weekend. Dropped one of the Rangers.
For coach will be, has he picked his walk-up music? He hasn't even hinted at what type of music he listens to, has he?
Has he talked about country a little bit.
Oh, he said he's a country guy?
He was in Nashville for years.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, that's right. I forgot that conversation. Okay, good. So probably pick a country guy.
No, we'll put that up as the Junkies poll of the day, brought to you by Van Meter Homes. Will Coach Laviolette have a walk-up song ready?
Well, I think that's the first pressing order of business. Valdez should have that clip where he said he's going to have his song ready to go.
Right.
All right, so while we play the Deion Sanders clip, I'll get that up at Junks Radio. If you want to vote on the poll, will coach Peter Laviolette have his walk-up song ready to go? This is probably his fourth or fifth appearance now on the Junkies.
At least.
Sounds about right.
He's great. He's a great guest. There's something about him. There's something that's kind of warm and inviting about him. I really like the dude. So,
all right, Jason, so fill me in on the Deion Sanders. I just read the headline.
The FCS is having the spring season, so he's the new coach of Jackson State, and they were having their first game. They played Edward Walters College in their little warm up.
It's the first time I've heard of that school. I'll be honest.
Edward Walters College. I'm just going to throw a dart. Edward Walters College is located in Montgomery, Alabama.
No idea.
You don't even know where it is.
I'd never heard of it.
He makes a mean mock draft.
I just know that that's who they played. It's an NAIA school.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now where it is.
So they won the game 53-0, and then after the game, Dion was bitter because he said a bunch of stuff was stolen out of his bag, like watches, and I don't know if a phone was, but
I thought he claimed out of his locker. It was out of his bag? Okay.
Well, I don't know if the bag was in the locker.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, and he said that the stuff was stolen. He said that his assistant walked into the office and found a guy in there going through stuff. And anyway, so he was very upset. And
well, what's he bringing to the game? You know what I mean? Like, what kind of stuff is he bringing?
He said it was his credit cards and all that.
It was just in his office.
Yeah,
he was bringing his personal stuff, and he leaves it in his office. He didn't bring it out.
But it
wasn't.
I thought it, you know, like jewelry, and you know, like some kid that's 22 years old and just signed his first contract, and you know, had a bunch.
Dion's a grown man.
Oh yeah. No, I don't know about that.
Yeah,
he said it was credit cards, wallets, watches. He says, "Thank God I had my my necklaces with me." So anyway, so this is what he said. Is this after the game, Valdez? I guess this is after the game.
Yes. Yeah.
God bless you. Appreciate you and everything. I'm pissed off right now because I have mixed emotions. We won. Kids played really well. But while the game was going on, somebody came in and stole every darn thing I had in my locker room, in the coach's office. Yeah. Credit cards, wallet, watches. Thank God I had all my necklaces.
How? Watches? Who has multiple watches with them?
That's the thing I don't get.
It's kind of wild.
Well, I mean, he's prime time. Probably has 10 watches.
He's got style.
He's prime time. Yeah. But then the later said it was just misplaced. So it was a
Is Albert Connell one of his coaches?
What did he do? Steal from his teammates' locker?
Yeah, he was stealing from his teammates down in New Orleans.
Patrick Reed.
Yeah. Yeah, he's Patty Reed.
Dion tweeted last night it was not misplaced or it was not a miscommunication.
He disputes that.
He says it was. Oh, really? He tweeted last night lies. It was stolen because a staff member walked in on the theft being committed, but she couldn't fight a dude off. So when they say
she was alone.
She walked into the office, saw this guy going through everything, but she's alone, so she's not going to attack him and try and fight him. So he is saying that it's a lie, that it was not misplaced, that it was stolen. But they did recover everything, so I don't know how they recovered it.
No, I think he got it back, but it was theft. Like, they busted the person.
Yeah.
Right.
They didn't reveal a name or anything, did they?
It just seems so silly. You know, here it was, Dion's debut. They poured the ice bucket or, the Gatorade over him, and then that was the whole focus of the presser, was his stuff getting stolen.
This is what he tweeted. He goes,
really
bizarre. Whomever putting out the lie that my belongings wasn't stolen is lying. My belongings were taken out of a zipped bag in my office, and more items were taken as well from my office. We have retrieved them since being reported. My staff member witnessed the crime.
Clearly he's not going to be an English professor.
That's what prime time said, prime.
Well, it sounds like they also need a lock on the door, unless the door was forcibly opened somehow.
Yeah, we just don't
know. I would coach with my wallet, but that's just me. I probably wouldn't leave my wallet in it.
Definitely
unless I had
coach
a lock.
With the wallet.
Really?
If I had a lock, then I would.
Did you ever play sports with your wallet?
No, coaching is different. You're not getting tackled, or not running around.
Yeah, but why do you
put them in
your
my silly Under Armour pants?
It's security. One of three things that never leaves you: wallet, keys, phone. They always are on your person.
I know, but
I probably have all three of those.
I'm guessing 99.9% of coaches.
Yeah.
They put all of their belongings in somewhere. A safe spot in the locker room. They don't walk out. John Gruden is not coaching with a cell phone and his keys.
You know what? I have the assistant hold it for me.
Right.
Maybe.
Right. Well,
maybe the wire guy, the guy that runs behind you holding the wire.
Maybe I put my phone and my keys under lockdown, but I'm keeping my wallet on me.
I think I'm keeping my phone and my wallet. I could care less about my keys.
Yeah.
Well, maybe. Phone and my wallet. Those are number one.
Those are
two.
Go-tos.
Next time we have, you know what? We're going to have Coach Lav on in a couple hours.
Yes.
We're going to ask him.
Well, let's bet.
No chance he has his wallet, keys, or cell phone on him.
I'm
going to
bet he keeps
bench.
Everything in the office.
I'm going to guess he keeps at least one of those things on his person.
He stands
I'll bet you
$10, time, right?
Cakes. I'm going to raise the stakes and go $10.
Table stakes.
Wallet, keys, or cell phone on the bench.
Cakes can do it easy.
I would.
He's a Bitcoin.
I would rather take a zero off. I will bet you the standard junkies bet $1.
Fine. But there's no need to go up to 10. What is this insanity?
Well, just because I just think it's insanity that he would have his keys with him.
I think it's much less likely keys. I think the one seed to have on him is his wallet.
I don't think he has a big fat wallet.
Wallet's a one seed. Phone's a two seed.
Because you get paranoid. Like, the worst thing is losing your wallet and having to go to the MVA, calling your credit card companies, going jumping through all those hoops. You don't want to lose the wallet. He's going to have it on him.
Although I will say that NHL coach probably a greater likelihood than
an
NFL coach because they have their jackets. A lot of times they have to wear like a suit.
They do.
Yeah, true.
What do you mean?
Who keeps their wallet in their jacket? You stuff it in your pants.
In the NFL, nobody's wearing a suit. The last guy that did that was Mike Nolan.
Yeah, no, I understand, but why does a suit have to do with him?
Because I just don't see them like having pants and putting it in their back.
Why, you put your wallet in your suit jacket?
Yes.
Oh, I've never done that.
Only if you're sitting down.
Butt cheek.
Only if you're sitting down.
Right butt cheek.
If you're standing the whole time like he is, in the back pocket.
Every single coach that we have on from now on, we're going to ask them, do you bring your wallet and your phone?
It's at least until we get to 10.
It's a new bit.
That's what we're going to do. Yeah. Starting with Coach Lav at 8 o'clock.
So does anybody else put their wallet in their jacket? I've never done it.
No, it's always in my front pocket.
I put my wallet in my front pocket.
Yeah.
Okay. You always do it in your front pocket.
Like you're walking around Europe and you're worried about getting pickpocketed.
So you get a front pocket. Well, I'm surprised you guys didn't bring up the Matt Kuchar picture.
Valdez sent that to me, you know.
Kuch, what is that skin front doing?
I think it was something in his pants.
He did a picture with like Al Michaels and Sebastian Maniscalco. It was a weird fivesome, and it looked like he had a driver in his pants. It was a show.
Oh, really?
It looked like a flashlight in
there. Optical illusion. He had like his Bridgestone in his front pocket. It created like a pole type.
I don't know.
He had his what in his front pocket?
A Bridgestone.
Oh, his ball. Okay.
Because he's sponsored by Bridgestone. That's why I said that.
Well, it looked like he had a box of Bridgestones in there.
Right.
I mean,
he had a sleeve.
He had a sleeve.
It's a show.
Yeah, it looked huge. But, I mean, you knew it wasn't his Johnson. I mean, just as a guy, you just know your Johnson isn't that huge. I mean, it just
unless he really likes Al Michaels.
Maybe. Maybe he got size. I thought you sent me that picture, like, on Friday.
I did.
Yeah.
Because I know the weekend. We both like a golf penis.
I think you like golf penis.
No, you do too.
You do.
No, I really.
I mean,
don't
fake. You love it.
Maybe in my youth.
I remember we will have Coach Peter Laviolette. He'll join us at 8 o'clock here on the Junkies. Don't go anywhere.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.